Today is Sunday, the 24th of August, beginning the 21st week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Pluskoden Abbey sing, Venite exultemus Domino. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. As I listen, I become aware that I am in God's presence right now. As I come before the Lord, I give thanks for God's goodness to me and present myself to him, just as I am. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus went through one town and village after another, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few be saved? He said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. When once the owner of the house has got up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then in reply, he will say to you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I do not know where you come from. Go away from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrown out. Then people will come from east and west, from north and south, and will eat in the kingdom of God. Indeed, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last.
The Bible tells us that God wants all his people to be saved, to enjoy the fullness of life with God through eternity. However, it also tells us that God respects our free will and will allow those who want to turn away from God forever. Hence the question here, Lord, will only a few be saved? What's your own first response to this question? You might say that Jesus dodges the question here. He doesn't give a number or even a percentage of those who will be saved. He just tells those who hear him to do all they can to make sure that they reach the kingdom of God. What do you make of this answer? It isn't enough to have eaten or drunk with Jesus, or to have heard his teaching. He might still say to someone who has done all of these things, "I do not know where you come from." What might this mean in your own situation? As you listen again, notice the positive picture of the kingdom of God at the end of the passage. You might remember the story of the king's banquet from last week's readings. What would it be like for you to be among the crowds gathered there?
Jesus went through one town and village after another, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few be saved?" He said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. When once the owner of the house has got up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then in reply, he will say to you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say, 'I do not know where you come from. Go away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrown out. Then people will come from east and west, from north and south, and will eat in the kingdom of God. Indeed, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last."
What, finally, do you want to say to Jesus in the light of what you've seen here? What might he want to say to you? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.